Good evening, this is Sawani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 19 July 2021. Top stories for today. The COVID-19 Immunization Task Force, CITF, earlier today said that the walk-in vaccination from August 1st onwards is strictly for individuals who are not accounted for by the Department of Statistics Malaysia, as well as for those who do not have an appointment for the vaccine jab as yet. CITF said the PPVs which will operate for walk-in purposes in August will be updated and informed later, whereby the existing PPVs will not necessarily be open for this walk-in initiative. Meanwhile, Dewan Negara Speaker Tan Sri Rais Yatim said today, the focus of Dewan Negara's special three-day sitting in August will focus on ministers' briefings to members of the Upper House of Parliament, with no unexpected motions to be raised. Malaysia reports a total of 10,972 new COVID-19 cases within the last 24 hours. This brings the overall total of cases recorded to more than 927,000 since the pandemic hit the country. Selangor is accountable for 4,404 infections, while Negeri Sembilan registered about 1,340 cases. Johor reported a total of 876 cases, followed by Kedah, Sabah, Kuala Lumpur and Sarawak. On the international front, South Korea's military has reported its biggest cluster of COVID-19 infections to date, with more than 80% of personnel aboard its anti-piracy ship testing positive. The ship left South Korea in February to start an anti-piracy patrol mission in the Gulf of Aden. None of the personnel were classified as severe cases, though one person has developed conditions that require close observation. Authorities have begun an operation to airlift them home, while a replacement team will steer the vessel back home. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in self-isolation along with Finance Minister Rishi Sunak after being exposed to a person with COVID-19. Lockdown restrictions in England ends today after more than a year in pandemic, with Johnson urging the public to remain cautious but hoping on the vaccines to protect the country even as infections are surging. And over in Japan, COVID-19 testing has come out positive for Czech beach volleyball player Ondrej Perušík at the Games Village in Tokyo. Perušík was due to play his first match on July 26, which the team said was now unlikely due to isolation requirements. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.